You're on with Mario Lopez.
You're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, former Real Housewife of Orange County, Heather Dubrow, and her husband from Botch, Dr. Terry Dubrow. How are you guys?
Hey, great. How are you?
I'm well. You're a constant presence in Casa Lopez. My wife is a big supporter of your programming here. So I have a book in my hand called The Dubrow Diet, yeah. Interval Eating to Lose Weight and Feel Ageless. Yes. I love the little bubble here. More weight loss, less aging, supercharge energy. I'm buying that.
Right? Because honestly, seriously, if I told you, if we sat down and I said, look, what if I gave you a lifestyle plan that would get you to your goal weight really fast and would give you the tools you need to maintain this body, get better energy, great skin, anti-aging, thicker, fuller hair, and do it in a way that's totally easy and teach you how to cheat. Wouldn't you be like, I'm in?
That sounds like a magic pill.
Okay,
that
there you
doesn't
go.
Exist. However, the main, I think, word there was maintain, because there are often diets, if you will, that work for a certain period of time,
mm-hmm.
but
right.
it, once you incorporate it as a lifestyle,
yeah.
and if you can maintain it,
yeah.
then that's when it's truly effective, correct?
Yeah, I think it's important to understand, it's not just a couple of people on reality TV shows who wrote a book about a diet, you know?
Right.
And it's really based on science, real medical science.
Well, you're a doctor.
Right. In fact, 2 years ago, a Nobel Prize was given in medicine physiology for the science behind this interval eating. And it's basically based on the concept that if there are certain intervals of the day that you eat and certain that you don't, and we tell you exactly how to do it, you will immediately go into fat burning. Immediately, every single day. And you will have very little appetite. You will have more energy, which is sort of counterintuitive when you're not eating for a sustained period of time.
Right.
But your cells go into this process called autophagy. And that's what the Nobel Prize was given for, autophagy, where it goes into a cell renewal phase where it's actually breaking down toxins during that period of time. So it is a variation, a very, very practical variation on intermittent fasting.
So is it, correct me if I'm wrong, if you were to eat, let's say, from 12 noon to 8 p.m. and then you don't eat
for the next 16 hours.
For the next outside of that window, right?
That's right.
Right.
Wow. Okay, so that's the interval.
Well, we give you three different tracks to do. We give you like a slow, medium, and a fast track to do this. But it's funny because you've heard of intermittent fasting before.
Yes.
But when you think about the word fast,
starving.
It's like skinny, yeah. tired people, right? Really
right.
hungry, skinny, tired people. And that's not what it is. You're going to have all this energy, but we teach you how to do it in a practical way.
But ultimately, you get to the point where you're not eating. You're eating from what time to what time? It was 12 to 8?
It's not
something?
Really about that. It's about how long you're not eating. And we do want you to have some calories. That's why we call it interval eating and not fasting.
Huh.
But it's not this many hours on and this many hours off. So there's a certain period of time where you're not taking in a great amount of calories.
Right.
And then you start your feeding time. And when you're done eating, whatever time that is, that's when you start counting again.
That's when you start. That sounds like a lot of work, though.
It's really not.
I like my 12 to 8 because that's easy. I know it's noon. I can't eat till 8.
Yeah,
right.
You could do it that way. But let's say on Sunday you wanted to have brunch.
Got it.
So you could turn your whole
world
around.
You can adjust
accordingly. Exactly.
Got it. What about all the theories where you're supposed to keep the fat burning as you were a furnace and keep and eating every 3 hours?
The problem with that is you're putting glucose, carbohydrates, sugars as fuel into your body.
Okay.
So you either use glucose, sugar as fuel or use fat. The problem is you don't start using fat until you get through all the glucose, because glucose is the preferred fuel of the body.
Mm.
So you have to deplete your sugar stores before you start breaking down fat. That's why this sends you right into fat burning on a daily basis.
What's so crazy is we didn't intend to write this book.
Okay.
So this is our second book together. And we had been talking about what we were going to do, but it was about 3 years ago. We started eating like this. Terry was looking into the science of what really, how many hours really should we be interval eating and what are the foods we should be eating and the whole thing. And we started living like this, and we would post pictures of ourselves on vacation in swimsuits and the whole thing. And Terry just turned 60. I'm going to be 50 in January.
You guys
and
are great.
People would look at us and go, how do you have these ageless bodies? Like, what are you doing? And so we finally said, let's write it down.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand with this lifestyle, we call it more of a lifestyle than a diet. You can actually eat what you want to eat. It's not restrictive. We don't, we're not haters.
Calories
we're,
over here.
No.
Yes.
Right. You don't count calories. It's we're not haters. We're not trollers, but let's troll and hate on one diet that I hate that I think is really silly. Okay. And that's the ketogenic diet.
Okay.
I don't know if you're a fan of it, but it's one of the silliest diets on the planet because you're supposed to get into a ketogenic state, which is practically impossible to maintain on a daily basis.
Right.
You have to eat incredibly high fat foods, very low carbs. And once you get out of the ketogenic state, which is very easy with one meal, you completely stop burning fat.
Right.
So that, in theory, is kind of a good idea, but this is a practical way to break down fat every single
day. Exactly. And a lifestyle. And then
a lifestyle.
You end up looking younger and end up looking better. All right. Real quick, I want to talk Housewives for a minute. Heather, are you keeping up with the season at all?
No.
Really?
Well, there's the end of that conversation, right?
So you just can't. That
the kids. No, I'm kidding. You know what? I didn't watch the show before I joined.
Yeah.
And then when I left the show, it's kind of like, to me, it's like graduating college and following your sorority Twitter feed. Hmm. Do you know what I mean? I have great memories. I choose to think about the fun things that we did and not the drama so much. And I'm super grateful for the show. But I'm doing other things
now. Yeah. Well, one of those other things is, I don't know if this is true or not, but is it true you two have this new mega mansion that you're working on, or is it part of a show? Or?
So while we were actually
in our... It's a fun rumor.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of true. While we were in our last season, Housewives, which was season 5, right? We had sold
our fifth season.
Anyway, we sold our last house and she built it. I bought a lot. I said, go build it. And she said, don't do that again. And then within 3 months, I bought a bigger lot in Newport Coast with an ocean view.
Huh.
And on the show that last season we were on, I said, here, build another house.
So we started building it on the show and then we left the show and people, I didn't know anyone really like still cared, but apparently they did. So what I've done is I have my YouTube channel, Heather's Closet, and I'm doing a house tour.
Wow.
So sort of, I think we're on episode 3.
It's amazing, yeah.
And so week
by
week.
You can do episodes on your house. That's a big ass house.
Well, it's a 22,000 square foot house.
Oh, yeah.
It has a 21 seat movie theater.
Oh, wow.
But not just
the doctor business is good business.
it's, we save
well. We've done okay. But I designed the whole house. I mean, every molding, every edge detail, every fabric, everything, designed a lot of the furniture and whatnot. So when people come over to the house and they're interested in design, I take them on a real tour.
Yeah.
So instead of just doing a quick like Cribs type tour, I do a real tour.
Probably takes like an hour by the time you get through that house.
It takes a little longer.
By the way, it's exactly how long it takes. I always say it's like a beautiful department store, except it's bigger.
Yeah. I get a lot of sympathy here, Doc.
Yeah.
No, I like it.
We're really relatable.
That's hard work right there, though. He's got a legit job. There's a lot who, he's obviously an honorable.
He works hard.
But, tough
exactly.
job.
But with this house, so with our last house, I was so worried I made him suck. Because we've done, I don't know, maybe 12 houses.
Yeah.
But the last ground up build we did, I made him sign every wood chip and every fabric. I wanted him to like everything and he hated 30% of the house. So I was like, all right, if you want me to build another one, I'm going to do it my way. Cause I figured the algorithm would probably be the same. I figured he'd still hate about 30% whether I asked him or not.
Right.
So I didn't ask him.
Right. But to those listening if you want to be inspired by this and not just sort of rag on us for this, we actually built these houses. They were small in the beginning and we rolled them into the next house. So it's been a thing
good
of
for
ours.
You, right.
Yeah. It's,
great
it's been an investment and anyone can do it.
Sure.
And you could start small.
Smaller scale, of course.
Yeah. And move up. And that's what we did.
I have a question real quick. Getting back to the book. How do you incorporate, like I like to enjoy an adult beverage and have a glass of wine or cocktail or two. How do you factor that in?
We have 4 children. We drink a lot. So there's 3 phases of the diet. There's the red carpet ready, which is kind of your quick start. There's no alcohol in that.
It's only 7 days.
It's only a couple of days.
I can do that.
Yeah. And then there's alcohol on the rest of the diet. And we teach you how to cheat because a girl's got to have her double stuff Oreos and, you know, you got to live.
Got to live.
But that's why it's a lifestyle plan. You were talking before about how all diets work. I agree. When I went to college, the only subject I overachieved in was the freshman 15. So it turned into like 42. And then I went on everything. I went on Jenny Craig, Nutrisystem, the Beverly Hills diet, everything. And I believe that all diets work. but for a limited time.
Right.
That's why what's so great about the Dubrow diet is it is a lifestyle. This is something that's going to take you for the rest of your life, and you can have those foods you like and your adult beverages and go on vacation, and we just teach you how to do
it.
But
clinically, we put 100 people on this diet, and the average weight loss in a six-month period was 48 pounds. The lowest was 33 pounds, and the highest was about 89.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah,
so we studied it. I mean, it's a real diet. No, it's real clinical results.
Well, congratulations on that. Now, before I let you go, I want to put you guys on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Yeah.
Most underrated Christmas song?
Oh, is it
Wait,
underrated?
That's not underrated, honey. That's the most popular Christmas song of all time.
Oh. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Yeah. That gets a lot of love every year.
I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Okay.
I love that song.
Favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
We don't really like Thanksgiving
French
food.
Fries.
He likes onion rings. He thinks onion rings go with everything.
Onion rings.
Wait a minute. So you break away from tradition. You don't do the turkey Thanksgiving thing.
We are actually, when we do Thanksgiving in our house, we always have the traditional stuff, but I always do other dishes also. And it's we are taking our kids away this year for Thanksgiving. So we're going to be somewhere tropical, not eating turkey.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Favorite Christmas gift that you ever received?
You know what? Heather bought me some stocks. like 6 months.
Stocks that worked out.
6 months earlier.
That might be the best answer.
And and by the time she gave them to me, they were like, oh, this is a great
gift. It's like I gave him the gift that already made money.
The
so
gift
I didn't
that kept
spend
on giving.
Anything.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Okay. Favorite holiday movie?
The Grinch. I don't know. I just
thought
Home
Alone, probably. Oh,
yeah. Home Alone's a good one.
No wrong with that.
Yeah, but Miracle on 34th Street is like the best Christmas movie.
Okay, we can share. Last one, go-to stocking stuffer.
Diamonds.
Oh, God. A stocking stuffer.
I just wanted to see what he was going to say.
That's a savings account emptier. Right. Anything electronic.
Okay.
I love electronic stuff, right?
And like, See's Candy. I love See's Candy.
Or the Dubrow Diet Book.
Dubrow Diet, by the way, best stocking stuffer ever.
We just failed that too.
I was teeing you up. By the way, you can get the Dubrow Diet wherever you buy books. Follow them on Instagram at Heather Dubrow and Dr. Dubrow. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks,
Thank you for having us.
All right. On with Mario Lopez.